The Watergate case continues to be made up of accusations and protestations of innocence, and above all, names. Robert Conley has a report.
Jeb Stuart Magruder, John Wesley Dean, James McCord, Gordon Liddy. These are some of the names that have been ricocheting off the walls of the Watergate case, that unsuccessful attempt to break in and wiretap the Democratic Party headquarters here in Washington. All sorts of names are zinging around in a crossfire of convictions, confessions, and allegations that are whiffling through these fresh emerging days of spring. And now the biggest name of all to be mentioned in the case, John Mitchell, the former Attorney General of the United States, the former campaign manager for President Nixon. John Mitchell went before a federal grand jury in Washington investigating the case. After testifying, Mr. Mitchell was met outside by a jaggle of reporters.
Mr. Mitchell, did you swear under oath before the grand jury that you had no prior knowledge of the bugging incident?
I have done that twice, and I did today. I testified fully and freely and openly, and that's about the story.
Mr. Mitchell, can you tell us, were bugging plans, that is to say, plans to bug the Watergate or any other place during the campaign, ever discussed in your presence?
I don't think that we ought to get into the specifics of those questions. That's the testimony for the grand jury.
Well, without getting specific, were bugging plans ever brought up in your presence?
Let me put it this way for you, that I never approved any bugging plans during any period during the campaign.
Well, what did you know about any bugging plans?
With all of that going on, there was a procession of a different sort at the Watergate itself. The Democratic Party moved its headquarters out of the Watergate, a complex of expensive shops, restaurants, apartments, and office buildings along the Potomac River.
I'm fed up with certain parts of what it stands for, with the stigma attached to it now. But we've had a good association here with these people, and we leave with some regrets also.
The vice chairman of the Democratic Party, Mary Lou Berg, on the Watergate, Democratic headquarters since 1967. The party staff already had left the suite of offices on the sixth floor, the scene of the original break-in 10 months ago. They'd filed out carrying boxes and shopping bags filled with files and papers. Some pushed dolly wagons of mail. Another took down a gold-lettered plaque at the entrance that read, Democratic National Committee. Then Miss Berg locked the front door.
It's locked. It's good and locked.
Miss Berg, what have you just done?
What have I just done? We've locked the door on the past with many disappointments, many satisfactions also, and we're moving into a bright, new, attractive headquarters building and moving into also what we hope will be a golden opportunity for the Democratic Party, an opportunity I hope that will be characterized by all elements of the party working together responsibly for common goals.
Nonetheless, to this day, there still remains the question of just what those break-in raiders were after.
I've been trying to guess that for a long time. I have no idea. It was stupid and it was silly, and I have no idea. They could have read the newspapers a day or two later, and anything that we have here, normally, we're a communicative party, and we would have communicated with the Democrats across this country, with all people in this country, in terms of what our plans were. So there were no secrets in this operation, really. I think it was devious and a few other things, too, but I think the primary course is that what did they have to gain? That part of it was certainly somewhat stupid, I would think.
Ms. Berg, how does the committee feel now about the new developments in the Watergate case and where it's going?
Well, I think we're hopeful that perhaps full disclosures, revelations will be made, and the truth of this whole matter will come before the public, as it should.
The Democrats say they'll save $16,000 a year in rents by leaving the Watergate. But there's another reason, too. On that, Joseph Carter, the party's director of communications.
We want to move out of the past and into a brighter future. We think that we're going to have new and better luck in our new headquarters.
What about the symbolism of this place, this Watergate?
Well, of course, when Richard Nixon became president, and the Republicans came to town and by droves. Many of them are very wealthy, and they moved into the Watergate. To us, that the Watergate represents the home of the wealthy, and and we are the party of the people. Just a conflict there.
How about the security in this new building? Now, what do you expect to have for security in this new, what is it, the airline pilots building?
The airline pilots have been harassed a little bit by lawlessness themselves. They're very security conscious. They're going to have 24-hour security guards on. They're going to we're going to have identification cards for members of the committee staff, and we feel like that the security will be harder to penetrate. Of course, we hope that the motives for penetration now are gone.
And with that, the Democrats moved out of the Watergate. This is Robert Conley.